It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In a deal that was more than 2 years in the making, Highmark Incorporated has finalized its partnership with a long list of healthcare providers, including the West Penn Allegheny Health System, Jefferson Regional Medical Center, and a group of West Penn physicians that will be known as the Allegheny Clinic. The creation of the Allegheny Health Network was finalized just moments after the Pennsylvania Insurance Department gave its approval to the deal. I'm joined now by phone by Diane Dennis, CATS Alumni Chair in Finance and Professor of Business Administration for the University of Pittsburgh. Diane Dennis, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
This deal will create one of the largest integrated healthcare systems in the nation. How will it impact us here in Western Pennsylvania?
Well, that remains to be seen. It depends on how the deal actually goes forward. You know, mergers are very common in industries that are undergoing fundamental change, and that is certainly true of the healthcare industry. And the earlier waves of mergers involved, you know, networks of doctors and hospitals getting together. This one is interesting in that it's part of this more recent trend towards these integrated delivery networks where you have actually health plans, insurance plans teaming up with doctor networks and hospital networks. And this is really one of the first deals to create this kind of network by doing mergers. So, you know, the sources of value are not quite as straightforward there. So it's going to depend on how it goes. In the best case scenario, the Highmark succeeds in creating a vibrant network out of West Penn, which has been struggling in recent years. And in that case, consumers, I think, will benefit from, you know, competition is always a good thing. And choice is always a good thing. But
right. Let me jump in because the consumers, I'm sure, are wondering, how does this impact prices and access to care, for example?
Well, and if this all goes well, then prices should come down. I mean, two competing networks is better than one in terms of bringing costs down. But as I said, it's a challenge. It seems like it will be a challenge to actually create this network. It certainly can happen. But so, you know, if that doesn't happen, then it's going to be more of a problem.
And what about access to care?
Well, I mean, that's more, you know, more access is better than less, and this will add additional vibrant functioning hospitals, hopefully, to the system. And so that'll be a good thing.
Yesterday, the chief medical officer for West Penn Allegheny Health System, Tony Farah, said the deal creates for the first time a viable option to UPMC. As far as you're concerned, does it?
I should say here I'm a specialist in mergers as opposed to healthcare, so I don't want to go too far here, but I would say it has the potential to do that, but there are challenges ahead.
You hinted at this earlier, but let me ask you again, do you believe that this makes Allegheny General, West Penn, and Jefferson Regional Hospital viable? And if they weren't viable yesterday, what makes them viable today?
If they're going to be viable, it has to come from, first of all, it is, I mean, West Penn has been distracted for years by being in financial distress. And being in financial distress is very distracting. The fact that Highmark can bring sufficient cash resources has some potential to help there. That frees up more time to actually concentrate on running good hospitals and putting together a good network. However, Highmark is an insurer, not a healthcare provider. It's going to need to ramp up its expertise in running providers very quickly because the fact remains that if this is going to succeed, things are going to have to be very different than they have been.
I think there were thousands in the region yesterday who breathed a sigh of relief, but the next question is the agreement between UPMC and Highmark. It looks like Highmark is willing to ink a new deal with UPMC, but a statement from UPMC sounds as if they're not willing to reach a new agreement. Most of us in Western Pennsylvania have either a Highmark or a UPMC insurance card in our wallet. Should we be worried?
Well, if the if things go forward as they're hoping, then you know the idea would be that the new system, the new Highmark system, would be a viable one, and so in that sense, we wouldn't be worried. Again, not a healthcare specialist. It seems to me that a deal is unlikely to be renewed between Highmark and West Penn, because if West Penn is going to see, or not between UPMC and Highmark, because if this Highmark West Penn deal is going to succeed, it requires that they attract a lot of doctors and customers away from UPMC. That's the way it's only going to work. So it's not clear to me that a deal can be reached. However, having said that, it's not clear to me that a further deal would have been reached anyway, so I'm not willing to say that if there is no deal, it can be blamed on the merger.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our guest is Diane Dennis. She's CATS Alumni Chair in Finance and Professor of Business Administration for the University of Pittsburgh. Diane, yesterday, the chief medical officer for West Penn Allegheny Health System said the doctors are lining up to leave UPMC and join the new health system. Will this lead to a shuffling of doctors? And from a business standpoint, is that a good or bad thing for consumers?
If there are, in fact, doctors lining up to leave, and I have no idea whether that's true or not, but if they are, in fact, lining up to leave, then yes, that will certainly involve some shuffling of doctors and so forth. I don't think that necessarily has to be a bad thing, though. Change within a business, and especially change that leads to more competition across systems, generally benefits consumers.
Where does this leave insurance providers like Aetna or Health America?
Well, they are doing the same sorts of things, of course. The other health insurers are not sitting by and watching this, and Aetna has already teamed up somewhat with UPMC. And so it's a time of pretty serious integration in the healthcare market. And so I think nobody's going to be able to sit by and just say the status quo is necessarily the way to go. So I suspect we'll see lots more of such activity in the near future.
The chairman of the West Penn Allegheny Health System, Jack Isherwood, said this will help to take fear out of the marketplace in terms of the system's providers and might drive down prices from suppliers. Do you see that happening?
Well, certainly the ability to put together a larger network with more clout and with suppliers is a traditional source of cash flow increases following a merger. So that certainly seems possible. I can't really comment. I'm not sure where fear comes into this, but certainly clout in the market has been known to create value.
And I guess where I'm coming from with the fear is that if suppliers are worried about a system's viability, they may be more reluctant, for example, to lower their prices or give a system a break on supplies because they're not sure if they're ever going to get paid.
Oh, that is it. That is absolutely true. And that's one of what I was talking about earlier when I talked about the ongoing indirect costs of being in financial distress, which of course West Penn has been for years, that time and attention are devoted to worrying about money In addition to that, customers and suppliers are reluctant to get involved with a network that they are not sure will exist in the short run. And so certainly this is a benefit in that regard.
And the last thing that I would ask you, Diane, is as you sift through all of the details of this and parse through what you know about the agreement, what is your overriding impression? What should the public take away from all this in a general sense?
I think what the public should take away is that we'll hope that this is a good thing for the future of healthcare in Western Pennsylvania. It has the potential to be, but it's not an easy road ahead.
Diane Dennis is the CATS Alumni Chair in Finance and Professor of Business Administration at the University of Pittsburgh. Diane Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Coming up, a conversation with former White House counsel John Dean about his involvement with Watergate and how it changed the nature of attorney-client privilege on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.